When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, wagers for the weekend coming up in a couple of minutes with Nick Costos.
What?
Nothing. Funny picture.
Oh, yeah. I saw it. Courtney showed me that picture. That's funny.
I love it.
It's a Friday. We got distracted, so I had promised that we were going to give away some tickets to go see Kevin Hart. So if you are caller number 9 on the contest line right now, which is 617-931-0937, a couple tickets to see Kevin Hart and his Acting My Age tour tomorrow night at the MGM Music Hall, which is over at Fenway. Limited tickets are still available. You could go to Ticketmaster.com. Wiggy's going to see him Sunday night.
Sunday night, yep.
Sunday night, Kevin Hart.
I wonder if he'll talk Diddy.
Yeah. I mean, he's been at Diddy parties.
Yeah, but you can't record in something like that, right? That's a, like, Kevin Hart stand-up.
Sometimes they're like, you know, they get real, like, testy if you record. If he's going to do Diddy jokes, I doubt it, because he was at Diddy party, so I doubt he does Diddy jokes.
You should try to get him on Cocktails and Couples.
I would love that while he's in town. Listen, that's what you, that's talking about move the needle. You get somebody like Kevin Hart on your show.
Amen.
That's big time.
What does the Trump election have to do with the Diddy stuff? Is that going to be good or bad?
Ooh, I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, I think it's already,
what happens to Mark Cuban now that he was doing all of this and then he failed? Does he still get punished, or is he okay
I don't know. I'm waiting for the maybe the release of the JFK files this go around.
Well, he has no excuses now.
Aliens and
Mr. Trump he's not going to run again,
right?
Despite what people tell you, and he has told everybody he's draining the swamp, and he's going to tell us all the details about the aliens and JFK. So.
Yeah, that's what you want to know, aliens and JFK.
And
Malcolm Butler.
Well, Butler number one, but
yes,
I know.
Yes.
But there's 9/11. There's thousands and thousands of classified documents related to 9/11.
Yeah. You want that, too.
Why the hell not?
If you talk to Curtis for long enough, he knows what happened to JFK.
I do know.
I don't want
it. Certainly wasn't freaking Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah. I don't want none of that stuff. Talk about it too long.
By the way, do we not? I'm on the roll here. I might as well continue. Do we know anything more about the guy that attempted to kill the now president-elect that was inches away?
No.
Do we have anything? Has his name ever been brought up again?
No.
Does anybody even know his name?
There's a reason why.
But that is so crazy. How do we live in a society where we have information at our fingertips at all times? Well, a guy comes within 2 millimeters of ending the president-elect's life, and it's like, it's like it just disappeared. It's like, the Sox lost to the Blue Jays.
You'll get all of that, Curtis.
Okay,
I think.
Good.
You will get all of it.
His security must be so high right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Higher than
Wiggy. Absolutely.
Don't ask too many questions, because you will disappear.
That's fine. I've lived a good life. I made it to 40.
I don't need to know about none of that stuff. If there's aliens, so be it.
You're not interested in that?
No, I don't really give a damn. What's an alien going to do? Unless they can come give me some superpowers that can lead me to doing some stuff.
Then, you don't want to even know, though. Like, when don't
what
you
am I going to know? Everything's AI. I can't believe anything. There's if aliens existed, and I told you this before, if they existed, we have satellite drones that can pick up J-Lo's booty 7,500 miles away, but we can't get no good footage of aliens and Bigfoot? Well, everything's grainy.
I think the assumption would be that they have that. They're afraid.
Yeah, believe me,
they don't want to share it with you because they don't want to panic the public.
Greg, one thing about Americans, and I fall into this category, if we got something and it's invaluable, we telling somebody. It's out there.
But what if aliens look like you and I?
You would never know.
And they're just walking among us.
You would never know.
Why would they do that? So they're going to come here to look like you and I for what?
Well, the same reason we look at animals at a zoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Kids look at animals in a zoo.
Okay. So you're asking, I mean, we observe people. So you watch like reality TV of strangers and you're interested
by
it.
That's reality. There's real things.
This is the reality.
I know the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I could actually bump into them
right.
one
and
day.
And if there was an alien here and you bumped into it, wouldn't that be interesting?
Well, Bolo knows that.
He is an alien.
Yes. give me some day live classics.
We're going to Bolo in a while.
We're gonna get to Nick Costos in a minute. This is Mary. Mary, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
What's up?
So I have a question for Courtney about parlays. It's a long one. It's a 13-leg one.
Ooh, okay, hit me.
See what you're doing to people. Mary, prior to hearing the parlay princess and the parlay playmate, neither of whom have ever won a
Playboy.
They never hit Playboy. What did I call you?
Playmate.
Oh, playmate.
That's for women. I
neither of whom have ever hit on a parlay.
Wrong.
Were you wagering parlays before you heard them talking about it?
Yeah, I used to do it with Jones and Arcan, and they always steered me wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You've come to the right place.
All right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. All right. What's your question for the princess?
All right. So they're all money line bets. So I have the Giants and Panthers.
Yep.
So I have the Pats beating the Bears.
Ooh. Mm.
Okay.
The Buffalo over the Colts.
Yep.
Yep.
Vikings over Jags.
Yep.
Yep.
Chiefs over Broncos.
Yep.
I don't know. They're going to have to lose at some point. I would stay away from
that. I'm riding
one.
With her as she speaks.
Okay.
Oh, Wiggy.
Yeah. Falcons over Saints?
Yep.
I'll take that.
Falcons really miss Bill.
I have the Bucks over the Niners.
Me too.
Yep. Christian McCaffrey's supposed to play.
Yeah, that's all right, though. He hasn't played in forever. Mm. This is a tough one right
exactly.
here. So.
And his wife has had a rough week with Eamon getting married.
But the Bucks have been kind of beat up, too.
Yeah, but
are they getting all their guys back?
It's Baker Mayfield. He's on money. This is a tough one, though, this next game that she's going to talk about.
So I have the Commanders beating the Steelers.
Nope.
Okay. Ooh. It's in Washington. I think I'm going to ride it with that.
Wiggy's doing his parlay as you speak.
Go ahead.
Chargers over Titans?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, too.
So I hate Aaron Rodgers just like Curtis, but I have them beating the Cardinals.
Ooh.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to wait for Nick to come on. I might have to stay away from that game, but go ahead.
And then I have my Eagles beating the Cowgirls.
I'm with you on that one.
Yep.
And then
go Birds.
Lions over Texans.
Jesus, Mary.
Yeah. It's in Texas, though.
I would take that.
It's a 13-legger.
13-legger.
And Courtney and Mary are like, you know, but if I hit it, it's $1 million.
Right.
Yes. Well, that's why it's $1 million, because you're not hitting 13. It's
possible.
Mary, how much did you put down on this?
$5 for $4,000.
Ooh, that is so good.
Okay.
I got
$25. $5 for $4,000.
$25, and I'm at $9,000 right now, but there's a few more games. I got to wait for Nick to see what he should say.
All right. Mary, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Good luck.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put 10 on a full slate parlay this week.
You are? Full slate?
Yeah, and then I need – so then it'll have $60 to play around with.
How much is 10 going to win you?
I don't know. If she's saying $5 is going to win her $4,000,
I'll tell you right now.
I guess 10 would win
10 would win you $3,600 right now just off some of those games.
If you would just listen to me and bet 50 on each and rode it, you'd be up like $600 and just bet one game a week.
No, you wouldn't. Not really, because if you bet $50 on the games that you pick, you're only going to win maybe 30.
Ohio State, when Oregon the over and Oregon plus 2.5 against Ohio State, that's two bets that would have netted you about $100 if you bet 50. So you'd be at 150.
I have issues with your Vikings pick based on something that's cooking.
Let me go back to that.
And we'll get to Nick Costos about that.
Because I picked the Vikings too. What do you got, Greg?
What happened?
He is an Odyssey insider, Nick Costos. And this is brought to you by the BetMGM app, where you can go and get the latest lines. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I have beef with the Parlay Playboy.
Oh boy. Okay.
All right. I'm listening. I was going to ask you for some help, but go ahead.
I'm magnanimous. I'm magnanimous.
Right,
I will still help you. How about Wiggy doing an Instagram? By the way, nice crib, man.
Appreciate it.
You got a great view of the city. It's good stuff. I need to get on the Wiggy income. That's good stuff.
By the way, that's a faux window. It's not actually a window. No. It's right next to the faux fireplace.
Yes. But whatever it is, looks really great. I would like it.
CGI.
Wiggy calling me out for some losers last week, man. That's not cool. But we're going to get back on track here.
Nick, I rode with you on the – you turned me on Detroit to Green Bay. So I jumped on you with that one. And what was the – oh, and the Cleveland one.
Cleveland was bad. Green Bay, I don't regret. Cleveland was a terrible pick.
Well, you can make up for it because I got a parlay in my hand as we speak, and I'm a little bit confused a little bit on some games.
No.
So.
You don't say.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So you can help me out. Washington and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at Washington.
So are we doing money lines or against
money
the spread?
Money lines. I only do money lines. Right. I stay away from the spread money.
Honestly, I think let's play into volatility here and take Pittsburgh at plus money.
Ooh.
Mm.
Oh, dang.
That's what I did, too.
You took Pittsburgh?
Yep.
God damn it.
Russell Wilson's on a roll.
Washington's good, though, and it's in
Washington is good, but it's a three-point spread. Are you trying to win, $20? Are you trying to win, $20,000,
no,
Wiggy?
Yeah, no. He's taking the money line.
Yeah, I'm doing money line.
I understand, but this is a game where you can actually say the underdog could win, so if you're trying to win a lot of money, then you should take the underdog here.
All right, I'm going to rock with you then. You're telling me Pittsburgh? All right.
I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win. I'm saying in a money line parlay, you should take Pittsburgh instead of Washington.
All right, I took Pittsburgh.
Oof.
Nick, how are the Sharps feeling about my guy, Mac Jones, and the return of the island?
I'll give you this, my honest opinion on it. Trevor Lawrence practiced yesterday in a limited fashion, so I'm not sure he's going to miss this game on Sunday. He seems like the type of guy who would eat a Toradol sandwich on Sunday morning and play in the game. But if Mac Jones plays, if you told me, I'm trying to think of like the team they're playing, right, the Vikings, if Kevin O'Connell were coaching the Jaguars and had Mac Jones coming off the bench, I would say I think that Kevin O'Connell could fix Mac Jones. Kind of like he's done with Sam Darnold. But Doug Peterson, who I think is more interested in tee times in December than coaching in the National Football League, very little confidence here. I would never bet the Jaguars if Mac Jones is the quarterback.
Mm. What about the Niners with Christian McCaffrey coming back?
Oh, that's a good one.
Niners have gotten bet up to a crazy degree here, almost at a 7-point road favorite. This was 5 earlier in the week. Now we're sitting San Francisco 6.5. It looks like Christian McCaffrey is going to play, and this is a bad spot for Tampa. Short week coming off a Monday night game, road game, went down to the final play. Niners rest advantage coming off a bye, and with McCaffrey back, I think that's how you get San Francisco bet out here. I would need at least 7 to consider Tampa Bay. It doesn't look like the Bucs are going to get Mike Evans back for this game. So this would be San Francisco or nothing. San Fran would be the pick in the money line parlay.
So, Nick, when you look at the board this week.
And I, by the way, I did a 13-legger in case you want it for all the games this week.
Mm.
Yeah, I want it. That's what I'm wanting.
I'm going to do it, too. I am. I just said that. $10.
I know. It's just the speed with which we're throwing money away.
Rip through it, Nick.
Okay, so ready? So I think people will be – okay. Giants Sunday morning in Germany against the Panthers. Yeah. The Panthers are terrible. Giants should win that game. Not being a homer, I think the Giants will win. Let's lean into uncertainty. In all seriousness, I'm not just saying this because I'm on in Boston. Let's take the Patriots to beat the Bears. The Bears are going to be without – I don't think the Bears are good. It looks like they've come apart at the seams. The players are calling out the coaching staff. Players are quitting on plays during.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The plays with DJ Moore. So I have the Patriots to kind of spice this up a little bit. Let's take another upset. How about the Indianapolis Colts to beat the Buffalo Bills?
Ooh,
so
no
Colts.
Way in hell.
Ooh. Colts.
That is a horrible pick.
All right. So what's yours, Billy Walters?
Billy Walters, great interview on Rogan about betting. And
what's your 13-leg parlay?
I don't have a 13-leg parlay.
Then perhaps you should not terrible. Throw stones from your glass house while I'm giving out mine.
I just would tell you, I've never done betting in my life. I'm undefeated this year. Boom.
Curtis, John Lovett's the critic. Kansas City.
John Lovett.
See, topical. I'm worried about this one, Nick, because I just think that this could be a massive trap for Kansas City.
All right, so
bet
Denver. All right.
Okay. I was just asking for your experience.
All right.
Bo Nix is, I don't think, goes on the road and beats the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Now, Courtney, what I would say, you might be right about that. I would bet Denver +7.5 instead of the Broncos to win.
Okay.
Okay.
And
Glenn
I can see that happening. Falcons to beat the Saints.
All right.
With no Olave and no Rashid Shaheed. Niners to beat the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Steelers to beat the Commanders.
All right.
Vikings to beat the Jaguars.
Yep.
Chargers over the Titans.
Yep.
Let's get spicy here. Cowboys over the Eagles.
Oh, okay.
But Dak?
Again, like unlikely to happen, but like we want to get like a crazy price here, right? We want to bet a little to win a lot.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. And uncertainty, right? Backup quarterback, crazy things can happen. Dallas, the Jets? Detroit on Sunday night.
Oh, okay. So the Jets over Arizona?
Jets over Arizona. And I bet that game straight. Detroit to beat Houston.
All right.
And if you want to take this into Monday night, let's take the Dolphins +100 to beat the Rams in Los Angeles.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
I'm locked in.
I'm locked in. What's your payout?
My payout is a 61,000.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
No, 6,100.
No, 61,000.
I have a dollar to win $2,300. So $10 would be 23,000.
Yeah, I'm betting 25 bucks.
All right, then I'm going to bet 20 to get 12 grand.
All right.
Okay.
Nick, I appreciate it. I went with the 12-legger because I have to stay away from Patriots and the Bears.
Well, yeah, the Bears are favored to win the game, but like we're trying to get like a crazy money. Like if I gun to my head, I pick the Bears. But let's get a crazy money line price for the parlay and let's take New England.
Well, if you two aren't at work Monday, we'll know why.
Fifty grand's not enough to retire on, unfortunately.
Done. Locked in.
All right, Wiggy locked it. Curtis, what's your college lock this week?
All right, you're writing this down. Undefeated here, Costos.
I've got it.
The Miami Hurricanes traveling to Georgia Tech, -11 points. They will easily win by 2 touchdowns or more.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
I'm with Curtis on this one.
Thank you. None of the crazy hyperbole or unnecessary
Yeah, but there's no money
words,
there, though, Curtis. Boom. There's just no money. I appreciate the bet.
That's why IBM stock's bad for you but good for my dad.
Yeah, there's no money there.
But Georgia Tech, I don't think, can score to keep up with Miami in that game.
Right. You make how much, Courtney?
19.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. On a $10 bet.
Yeah.
19 is a lot more than zero.
That is true.
Yeah, it's all right. Not in today's economy. 19 bucks can't even get you at number one at McDonald's.
Don't tell that to Kamala.
Nick, thank you so much, as always.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
All right, there he is, Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider Nick Kostas. Round of applause for Nick, please.
Just ride it out, Courtney.
I will say this, Patriots edge in coaching. Eberflus, total moron. At least Gerard Mayo might be better than him. So
yeah, I mean, I think we talked a little bit about the dysfunction when you got guys that are walking off mid-play because they don't like the quarterback. So maybe this is one that the New England Patriots can win.
We'll see, but that is usually a good traveled weekend by the Patriots fans to Chicago. So I was out there in 2018. They had the Patriots won last second Hail Mary was about a yard short, but I think it'll be a good weekend for the Pats. I like them to win Sunday.
Okay. All right. Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. We have been all morning at the American Heritage Museum, which is here in Hudson, Massachusetts, and we have Lunch with a Hero coming up after this. I want to thank all you guys for being here this morning. You're amazing. We will take a quick break and check in with Jones and Keefe coming up next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.